from the corner of Texas and Main Street in Crowley, Texas. Central Standard Time, it is 9:30 on the dot here in Texas. Expected to be 111 possible degrees today, Stephen. Have you heard that?
I just heard that.
So this will be the hottest day in Texas that we've had year to date, and we are not looking forward to that.
No,
Stephen, how you feeling today?
Man, before I heard it was going to be 111, I was feeling great. Now I'm feeling a little bummed out.
Dude, I'm stoked to be here today.
Absolutely.
I'm stoked to be in the AC. It's like a cool 70 degrees in this box of broadcast.
Sorry for the people that have 41 degrees higher outside than in the podcast studio.
No doubt.
James, how you doing this morning?
Oh, I'm doing great.
Ready for a great show, Stephen?
Always.
All right.
Good to see you. Good. Wow, we got a lot of people
in the Husker Du this morning.
In the thingy, my guy.
Dude, we had a special weekend this weekend. And one thing I wanted to do, which is kind of crazy, this was actually James and Steven's idea. They were like, why don't we just call in the guys from the band Forever the Sickest Kids and see where they all are.
We are ideas, yeah. Man. James
all over the nation.
Yeah. Wow, so they don't all live here in Crowley like you?
That's the funny thing. People think that they all live in Texas, but Austin lives in Virginia, and Caleb lives in Dallas, and Kyle lives in Nashville, and Rico lives in Dallas. And
wow.
I live in Dallas, so some of us are here, some of us are yonder way.
Right.
But I'm going to see if we can call Caleb and Austin and get them on the phone.
And this is totally unplanned.
Yeah. Completely. We're just doing this on the fly.
You know, the interesting thing about podcast is you can do it from anywhere, anytime. Yeah. And it can reach the international audience, man. That's pretty cool. I love that.
It's huge.
Yeah.
The first thing that we always do, if you've seen our podcast before, is we always shout out to the people who are in here live. So I want to give some shouts out before we get started. Mr. Gary Linville is watching live. So thank you, Gary, for tuning in.
Good morning, Gary.
Mallory Demers is watching live. And JC Lynn is watching live. Now, Lena Wood says good morning.
Good morning, Lena.
And John Willis, we got a good morning, fellas.
Hey.
We actually have our first caller. So,
oh wow,
this could be. Let's see who this caller is, real quick.
Hold
let's.
You think it's
get us plugged in and see who this is?
Somebody calling about your warranty on your car?
It's possible.
Well, his car probably should still be under dealer warranty. It's,
yeah. Caller, you're live on the air.
Oh, I would have loved a warning that I was going to go live on the air when I was calling you.
He called the radio line, and he's shocked that he's live on the air. Let's see who this is. Caller, please announce yourself.
Is this a Coco
hey,
from Lower Heaven?
How are you, Jonathan?
Hey, Rico Garcia!
Rico!
Hey, Rico, you want to see if we can patch in Austin as well?
Yeah, that would be awesome.
Okay. All right, let me see if I can get Austin on the line real quick.
I got to get a different picture.
Three-way call.
I got to find a different picture.
This is kind of like Roy D. Mercer here.
Roy, this is R.D. Mercer. Do you remember those?
Oh, I remember.
What's happening, my man?
Austin, are you're live on the air here. Can you hear us, Austin?
Hoy, hello.
We got Austin.
Austin.
Rico, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here. Hey, Austin, how are you?
What's up, Mr. Bossman?
let's see if we can. Who wants to be the one to patch in Caleb? Can I add a third caller? Caleb, Caleb's texting me. I want to see if we can add Caleb.
We're going to go full band or most of the band.
We're gonna
I guess
try.
Kyle's
yeah,
at Kyle's
a
work.
Dangerous.
It is a little dangerous. Let's see what happens here. So we have Stephen Brown is here.
Hey.
What's happening?
What's going on, guys?
And what? James Irwin is here too.
What up?
And David Draymond from Disturbed.
All right, we're going to dial Caleb. Hold on, callers, just one moment.
Please hold callers.
Can you add a third call? I don't know. We're about to find out.
Yes, I think you can. I think I've been on a four-way call before.
Wow.
Hey, what's up, man?
Caleb, you're live on the air. Do you want to be?
I don't mind.
Force him into the call.
Before I send you into the call live, you're live, Caleb.
Okay, sounds good.
How do you feel about the other band members real quick while it's just us?
They call you early in the morning. And
love that.
All right. Well, I think we got Caleb, Austin, and Rico on the phone. Let's announce your name if you're actually there. Let's see who we got.
Okay, we got Caleb here.
We got your boy, Austin.
Hey, now.
Oh, coming in hot. Yeah. What's up, bro?
This is awesome. Well, guys, we have about 140 people listening live right now, so let's just talk about the subject at hand. Why don't we go straight into it? How was your experience this weekend? And I just got to say, before we get into it, I loved being back with you guys.
Oh, man.
Yeah. 100%.
It's great.
I think the story should start with Rico on what happened with the trailer tire. I think that is a perfect place
I'm
to start.
I'm very intrigued.
Oh, my goodness. My goodness. Well, needless to say, of course, on the way to Houston, we had a blowout on the trailer.
Oh.
And it started to feel like 2008 really, really quick. like we hadn't stopped. Like, on the way there when it happened, just Kyle and I looked at each other. And we weren't even upset. We're like, of course. Caleb, of course this would happen, of course. it was a nice little touch. Nobody was stressed out about it. Like you were saying, Jonathan, it's good to be able to see everybody again.
Yeah, man. We actually have... If you're watching live right now on Facebook, drop an L in the comments below down there, and you can see here that we're actually watching a YouTube video already edited and published by a fan in the studio here where they were brought on stage in Houston.
Oh, wow.
That's legit.
Yeah,
it's crazy that people can turn around those videos that quickly, but this was the couple that was brought on stage in Houston, and the wife has already posted and edited a video of the show and put it up on YouTube if y'all want to go search that.
That is efficient.
So, Caleb, tell us a little bit. Tell the listeners where we rehearsed for 2 days. Explain that space that we were at.
Yeah. We Austin and I have a studio in Garland that we work out of, and we have a little rehearsal space in the back that we use. But I got to say, it was a little hot.
Very hot.
Enjoyed being there, but my gosh, we had four cooling units in the room. Oh, I guess three. And it was still miserable. So it was cool. It was great. I love being with you guys. It made up for it, you know?
And
it was sweat. Was anyone else extremely dehydrated once this all came to an end? Like,
yeah.
My head was hurting. I was like, God, I guess I've been sweating constantly for 3 days straight, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't realize how tired I was and how dehydrated I was until I got home.
Yeah.
Day to day.
Oh, darkest of urines.
All right, Austin, we got a question from the listeners. They say, this is from Abby. She says, Austin, was your body still able to shake and jive like it was in 2009?
Shake and jive.
There's a little bruises on my bones, but I did the best I could without passing out. I'll tell one story real quick, and this might get a little sentimental for me, but it was really cool to see that the fans still and friends still remembered and still felt that same passion. There was a girl that handed me a letter, and sorry to get so sappy so quick, but she said, you know, I don't know if you really know what your band did for me and my mom's relationship. I was like, wow. And she was getting really teary-eyed, and she handed me a letter, and I read it, and you know, not to get, you know, too deep into what she said, but it was very, you know, hard family dynamic, and her mom went to 20 plus shows together, and that kind of was the grounding for their relationship.
Ooh,
and for them growing. And it was beautiful.
That's incredible.
Man.
Hey, I don't want to cut you all off. That's beautiful. My wife's very pregnant. I'm at the doctor, so I got to go, but I love y'all so
much.
Yeah, you do. Talking to you. Yeah, keep that inspiration.
Love you, Caleb. Love see you soon, brother.
Love y'all.
See ya.
Peace. Soon to be father. Ooh. Right there.
So
yeah, he's ready to pop.
Yeah, and Austin, you said that you got a letter. Was that the letter that you got in Houston?
Yeah. To kind of go back, it was a fan who's probably you would recognize. Everybody would recognize her. But kind of to keep her name under wraps. But it kind of grew her and her mom's relationship. They came to 20 plus shows, and you know she's really teary eyed about, you know, kind of what the music did for her and her mom's relationship and how it is now. And that was just something that was really touching to me, that just the power of music and what that can do and really inspire like families and the growth of that. It was just one of the coolest moments for me out of these shows.
That's so cool.
Wow.
I love hearing those kind of stories.
Rico, did you have anybody that you met this weekend?
I meet people all the time. Sorry, I'm a little distracted. I'm making breakfast right now. Meal of the day.
Awesome.
Can you tell me what you're eating real quick?
Breakfast.
I got done cutting up some strawberries.
Breakfast.
I got some blackberries and nut berries, and then I'm doing some turkey sausage joints for 3 eggs because your boy's about to hit the gym.
Woo! Rico's buff now, man.
So you did have some workouts that led up to you getting back into shape for this shows.
What's that?
Did you have any workouts that you did getting back in shape for these shows?
Well, the first one was mainly with my hands, relearning these songs, because it's pretty amazing what you don't remember when you don't play it. I think that saying, if you don't use it, you lose it, is very, very true. I had to sit in front of Spotify and relearn these songs that, although we played 1,000 times, I didn't remember any of it.
What was the hardest one to relearn?
So that was the first workout, and then realizing how weak my hands were. I don't play guitar for years. When you try playing it, the strings, they hurt. Is that right, Bella? I mean, you play all the time. You play way more than I do.
Yeah, well, still, it's like you got to learn how to ride a bike again, and then once you actually get on it, you remember that you can pedal it. But it takes a little while.
Yeah. And being that these shows were outside, my whole thing is like, how do I make sure I just don't sweat as much as I'm going to? How do I keep as cool as possible?
So and not play in Texas in July.
As much as I could.
Step one.
Hey, I'd like to brag on Jonathan for really quick because I don't know if he'll do it himself.
Let's hear it.
But whenever we did our first rehearsal, that mug did not have a voice at all. He was we were like, oh, man, Jonathan. And he was sick. He went to the doctor. He had laryngitis. And the day before our first show, he got 2 shots in his arms, went home, slept, and woke up the next morning. He texted us, and he goes, I feel amazing. Let's do this. Like, what a trooper. Like, heck yeah. He is doing it.
Yeah, thank you for arriving, Jonathan. You arrived for the day.
Well, I appreciate taking the shots for the team, man.
Austin was the one that said, I need a picture sent to me that you're in bed right now on July 4th sleeping.
Oh, there goes his voice right there. It just left. He just – the B-12 wore off.
The best is that you sent a picture to us with your eyes closed as if you didn't take the picture.
I'm asleep, guys. Here's proof. Dude, I'll tell you what. I met a girl in Houston that has been coming to our shows since she was 3 years old with her mom. Her mom has been to 20 shows, and she was 13. And she said, all I know in my growing up years is Forever the Sickest Kids. Like, we defined the first, from age 3 to 13, we defined a lot of her life, she said. So,
man,
it's amazing how long ago 09 was, and it just feels like it was yesterday.
Decade.
Yeah, I'm sure whenever you got back on stage, it was just like it was yesterday the last time y'all played together. I mean, that dynamic just hit automatically.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, totally. I mean, I was happy to see
that.
I was happy to see, one, Jonathan jump in the crowd on the first one and not get hurt, and two, climb like a 20-foot banister on the second one while we're all looking over there and he's got those slick shoes on, praying that he doesn't fall.
Oh, my gosh.
He's still wearing his show clothes, by the way. He hadn't changed clothes yet.
They dried out, though. It's all good. Hey, what was it like, Austin, having Braden on stage?
Say what?
Has Braden said anything about the show, your two-year-old? Is he two?
Oh, man, I'm about to cry again. I've gotten soft over the years. Yeah. But, no, we play the show, he's on the side, and I come back, and he's sitting with Lindsay Caleb's wife. I go sit right next to him, and I'm sweating. And he goes, Dad, you did good.
He's
wow. 2.5. I'm like, just the fact that he knows that there's something to do good or bad at,
wow.
I was like, oh, okay, that's cool.
Wow.
And then for him to say that, I was like, oh, man, I love you, buddy.
Melts your heart.
It was cool.
Yeah.
It's a cool moment for me.
So whenever we were all recording or rehearsing at Austin and Caleb's studio, Natalie, Austin's wife, brought their son Braden up to the studio with headphones on, and he wasn't in the room, and he started bawling. He thought something was happening to Austin. Like, he didn't understand what rehearsal was happening. And then we quickly figured out that he would settle down if we brought him on the rehearsal stage. And just the moment of seeing him sit next to your bass cab and bob his head while Daddy's playing bass.
Yeah, it was a cool moment, yeah.
Awesome.
Well, maybe he was crying because on the other side of the wall, since it was our first rehearsal, it just didn't sound that good.
He was like, you guys got to sound better than this. Come on. No, I think he heard all the loud noise, and he was like, uh-oh, something's happening.
Mm-hmm.
Dada and his buddies are getting hurt. I got to go in there and see what's happening.
Wow.
It was funny.
We got one more question from the listeners. Rico, this is to you. Rico, what is up with that guitar you played in Dallas? Is there some sort of history behind it? I guess they're talking about
I played two guitars that I play are both the exact same ones. They're just different color. Is it a very specific question? Or are they turn that?
I guess the green one, turquoise one.
Well, the turquoise and the red one—they're both the same. They're just different colors.
What brand are they?
Ooh, that's a secret because I don't want anybody to play what I play.
Oh.
I can tell you what brand they are.
I'm just kidding. It's a G and L Fallout.
Oh, cool.
Fallout. Okay. I thought it was an ASAT Blues Boy.
It's a good looking guitar right there.
I thought it was a Warlock.
BC Rich.
You guys aren't with BC Rich anymore?
I think Austin still plays a BC Rich bass, but we're not with BC Rich.
Y'all aren't with BC Rich anymore? Crud.
All right. We'll take one more question from the callers. Tiffany says, Austin, was there anything that went wrong in the shows that the fans didn't notice?
Well, there was probably a lot of things that went wrong that probably a lot of the fans noticed. But what's cool about it is that we were super rusty. There's a lot of mistakes I know that I made, and that, you know, we could all probably pinpoint stuff. But my mom was actually told me, she was like, hey, it's for reminiscing. And I was like, okay, I like that. Wow. And so there's a little less pressure, and it was more of, hey, we're here. Everyone knows that we're going to be rusty. We've played 3 shows in 6 years.
Wow.
But we're here and everybody's here, and let's enjoy the moment, although it's not going to be perfect. And I think everybody kind of knew that. And it was cool to have that like kind of covering so that we could just be easy about it and not have to be perfectionists.
Yeah.
Love it.
And we got to meet a lot of the fans at the merch table. I mean, tons. And it feels like those are our family. Those are people that we've seen 20, 30, 40, 60 times around the world travel with our band back in the day, that we practically live with those people for 10 years, and to see them come back and support us and tell us about, hey, now I'm an accountant or I'm a lawyer now.
Right.
Super cool.
Wow. You
know, speaking of people that traveled really far, I know that you asked this question a little bit earlier and I was distracted. I finally remembered there were two people in Houston that I met that I was so blown away by their story. They traveled all the way to Monterrey, Mexico.
Oh, my
and
gosh.
And I spoke Monterrey. With a girl who had been a fan for over 10 years, had never seen the band, and she just didn't want to miss an opportunity to see it because obviously she doesn't know when we'd ever play again.
Whoa.
She took a 14-hour bus ride to see the show.
Oh, my.
Wow.
Which show was she attending?
14 hours each way.
That is dedication.
She made it seem like it was, like, not even a sacrifice. Like, it was, like, not a big deal. I'm just like, oh, my gosh. I mean, has anybody been on a bus ride before?
Yeah.
3 hours is, like, 14 is, like, oh,
probably wasn't
crazy.
Von Lane.
It wasn't a nice bus either, I can guarantee it.
She wasn't on a Prevo.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I appreciate you guys calling in. I know y'all have a lot going on today. And if you're listening on Spotify or iHeartRadio or maybe the radio.com app or iTunes, this is Austin Bello and Rico Garcia, Forever the Sickest Kids, reminiscing right now. And I want to say thank you to you guys for taking a few minutes to be on the podcast today.
Totally. Hey, and to close, I love what you guys are doing. I watched several of the podcasts. I think it's dope that you guys keep it real. Your questions are awesome. It's very family friendly. I love what you do, especially the sound effects. Keep doing it. It's awesome.
All right.
Yeah, James. Coming in hot.
Come on now.
Can we get a sound off with the sound effect?
Yeah, can
sound
I get off, one?
Like get... Sound off with the sound effect.
How about
Darth Vader saying no? There it is, the bass.
There we go.
There you go. Hey, y'all have a great day. Thanks so much, and we'll see y'all maybe later today. I might come out there and hang out with y'all.
We're in Virginia?
Yeah, you never know.
Okay.
Hey, man, come on.
You never know.
First class. He's going to take Von Lane to Virginia.
Love you guys. See y'all soon. Thanks so much.
Thanks, guys. Man, that was great.
Wow.
That was great.
Dude, that was cool. So that's the power of technology, man. Like, you know, what Rico said about those Monterrey, Mexico fans, that's a big deal. You know, to come in 14 hours just for a 35-minute set.
You're not kidding.
That's wild to me.
It's amazing that the power of music is a force that you can't even explain. I mean, what the music that was written 10, 12, 14 years ago has done for that girl is still relevant today, that she drove this past weekend 14 hours to be here. And she... You know, she's just one of, you know, many, many stories that were like, we had fans from Brazil and the Philippines, and one that flew from Delaware to Little Rock and caught a layover from Little Rock direct to Dallas, and then took an Uber from Dallas to the Gas Monkey location.
I don't like
and
any band that much.
No, I mean, I don't like anyone that much.
Right.
I mean, I don't even know if there's anyone that I would go, you know, you got an opportunity to be one-on-one with this person. Would you? So it was quite flattering, man. What a cool weekend. Great. And thank you, Austin, Caleb, and Rico for being on the podcast this morning, taking a little time out.
One hundo.
That was cool.
Keeping 100.
What do y'all think about the weather, like summer music festivals? Is that just part of like summer music festivals? You just expect it to be hot?
Absolutely. I mean, especially when you're playing the southern dates.
Yeah, I'm kind of out on the playing in the summer and going and standing out. Like, I was going to go see Jimmy Eat World and Third Eye Blind at the end of the month, and I just found out it's outside.
Where?
Toyota Music Factory, the pavilion outside.
That's Frisco, right?
I don't even know. I went to go
see... Is that
the
old Coca-Cola Starplex?
No. Honestly, I don't know where it is. I saw Nine Inch Nails at the inside one.
Yeah.
And that was dope. And I was excited. And then now found out it's outside to see Jimmy World and Third Eye Blind. I'm like, I don't know if I want to go get sunburned out there and die in the sun. Like, that doesn't sound fun at all.
Well, let's go back to the comments for a minute because...
I'm 34 years old. Like, I don't... You know?
Yeah, at that age, you sweat profusely. Like, I came out in a polyester suit thinking that was a good idea.
Yeah, we saw that.
Johnny Fireworks was quickly Johnny Heatstroke. I mean, that was that was tough, bro. I was like, what am I even doing? But then the band behind us that we opened for the main, they came out in all white suits. Every one of them had suits on. So
were they linen suits or?
I think they're probably polyester. Oh. I think, you know, they went hard. So, John Fish Hunt says, I still have cinnamon in my nose, James.
Oh, wow. Okay. There's a story there.
Yeah, let's hear the story.
Let's hear the story.
So, John Fish, as we call him, is the drummer in a new band that I'm starting.
Is that Chattahoochee?
Yeah, Chattahoochee.
Okay.
I'm not starting. I'm part of a band that's starting.
Okay.
Not like, not my brainchild, but anyway... I made him laugh last night at practice while he was taking a shot of Fireball, and he like coughed and sneezed it up, and it went into his nose. He was like struggling. I think he almost died.
He almost died at band practice last night.
He almost died at band practice taking a shot of Fireball, and he laughed, and it went into his nose, and he was like, his eyes were red.
Wow.
For like 2 hours.
Oh my gosh.
You think that's probably the last band practice that he shoots Fireball?
No, definitely not.
Okay. All right, moving right along.
We had to see if it was a shot of Fireball that would cure it.
Dude, that is so good.
Hair of the dog. Hair of the dog.
Yeah.
Dude, that's awesome.
So sorry about your luck, Fish. That sucks.
Man, thanks for tuning in this morning, Fish. You know, one thing that Austin said that really stuck with me is the fact that we were able to just practice 2 days and get right back up there. You know, music is something in your brain that, you know, it triggers. So in high school, I used to learn like the answers to the quiz or the exam by putting them to music. Be like, all right, Abe Lincoln was the 15th president, you know? And so I doubt it.
Maybe.
But you know, music just sticks with you. I was amazed at how like these guys just picked up their instruments. Right. And like after, it's literally been 3 years since we've been on a stage together. It just took a couple hours and we were right back in the zone.
So. Yeah, there's like a little wall you got to break through, especially with like an instrument like guitar or like even drums where your hands aren't calloused anymore. Like,
yes,
that's what I'm working through right now, is just getting my calluses on my fingers back. Because you get like wimpy hands. I got realtor hands that are not, I mean, I got soft hands.
Realtor hands have calluses from putting signs in the yard? Or are they in different places than guitar calluses?
Different places from yeah.
Got it.
James, you don't have a guitar in your office?
I don't have a guitar in my office, no. Oh, I got one in the office at home.
You need to join the Guitar in the Office Club.
There might be a little dust on the bottle with some of my guitars.
Don't let it fool you about what's inside.
Might be a little dust on the bottle.
Hey, that's pretty good.
Thanks, appreciate it.
Yeah.
So if you're watching live, like John Fish Hunt, he just said nope. So that will not be his last Fireball shot at a Chattahoochee band practice. So that's good to know.
Nope.
Yeah. Yeah,
I was real proud of Rico, dude.
Why?
I want to fill his bucket. Let's because the practice was really on him.
I mean, listen, we're talking about practice.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, some of those songs he has never played before, you know, like ever.
He had to learn
them by himself and without sheet music, just put him on Spotify, listen to him in his room, and learned them over the last 2 months. So, Rico, if you're still tuned in,
good job,
thank
buddy.
You and Austin and Caleb for calling in. But especially thank you and Austin and Caleb, because y'all had to sit down with your guitars and relearn these songs all I really had to do was just regurgitate some internalized lyrics from back in the day, which was
and get a couple shots. You had to get a couple shots.
Yeah, that was. I still have laryngitis. I can still hear it in my voice, but man, it was kind of embarrassing because when you're on stage, you're like, dude, I just missed that note. I just was raspy there. I didn't, you know, I had to give the crowd the mic for that song.
Maybe lock them doors.
There it is.
Yeah, we didn't play that one, but we thought about it. But it's kind of, you know, but the fans don't care.
No,
man.
No, like, they're like, just, they're happy to see their favorite band on stage again with that epic banner, by the way.
Oh my God.
That was the best thing I've seen.
That was Austin's idea. I don't know where that came from, but I saw an email of a mock-up and there, so this was not just like a fourth quarter decision. This was like, Austin and the guys mocked up. Why don't we put an 18-inch banner with 18-foot rope leading to each corner?
It reminded me of, you remember on Spinal Tap when they get the Stonehenge? Yes. And he draws on the piece of paper for the set designer, and he, like, instead of 18 feet, he writes 18 inches.
Maybe so that's where we got it.
So when they get, like, dropped on stage, and the guy's like, and he's all pissed off, and he's like, no. He's like, maybe the problem's with the choreography. Like, no, the problem's not with the choreography. The problem is that a Stonehenge monument is in danger of being trampled by a dwarf.
Oh, my gosh. That might be the best movie of all time with regards to music.
Rock and roll!
If you're in a band, that is the funniest movie you've ever seen.
So Judson Stafford in the comments below on Facebook Live just said, I have sign hands. That's pretty cool. Yes, what he means is...
Sign language? Yes, calluses from sign language?
No, no. Oh. Judson Stafford puts out all the political signs, the majority of the political signs that you see for the Republican side of things, and maybe some Democratic constituents as well.
Wrong.
Around the nation and around the state of Texas. So he's putting T-posts in the ground all over the state. So he does have sign hands. Aaron Michael Lunsford says, hey, James, just checking in on that personal loan. I think if you could spot me $250,000, I could come up with the other $50,000. Told my wife that we can't afford the gold-plated backsplash for the basement bathroom. Let me know if you can help. So,
yeah, I'm still working on those funds, so probably going to be a for now. But
okay, that's all right.
Sorry, bud.
Alex Phillips says, big progress happening this morning in the Plaza Project. Wood Shopping Center is being taken down today. So if you're anywhere near Burleson, Texas, the Wood Shopping Center in the heart of Old Town Burleson is being demolished
today. Is that the one cattywampus?
Go faster.
So catty-corner to the City Hall.
Okay, okay, yeah, yeah.
So, yeah. It's been fenced in for the last 2 weeks as they're doing asbestos abatement, and that building is about to come down as a part of the Plaza redevelopment project in Old Town Burleson, so that's awesome.
We got a good question from Judson. He says, has Austin Bello ever had swine flu? Has he ever been down with the sickness?
Let's go. So Austin Bello has been down with the sickness, but not swine flu. So we did have a breakout in 2008 on our bus. It was actually FBI that had to come, and they called it an actual swine flu.
FBI, open up!
Yeah.
Was it FBI or CDC?
Maybe CDC that came on our bus, CDC, and they said that this is actual swine flu. And Judson, my friend, was actually out on tour with us at the time.
Oh, nice.
And he had to be flown home. And he went home and got tested because we did have it on our bus. And he came back with two different strands, both A and B strands of swine flu.
Man.
But Mark, our guitarist at the time, literally, I'm not making a joke when these words come out of my mouth, he literally thought he was dying. Swine flu overtook his body. And that was one of the gnarliest. I mean, you know how you feel with the flu? Like you hurt all over and it just sucks for a few days. Swine flu is like times 10. Like you hurt all over, but you feel like you're in a human-sized vice.
Man, the flu is no joke.
Yeah, no joke
no
at all.
No joke.
So thank you for that great question, Judson. And Alex Phillips says, when is FTSK's next show? Well, right now we have no plans for any future shows, but, you know, we are asking if there's some place that we have to go and all the stars align again, and just tell your local promoter to reach out to us, and we'll see what we can make happen. We've been given so many opportunities to play shows. We were offered to play Cowboy Stadium at the Kaboo Festival this year on May 5th, and it just didn't work out for our schedules. We still have five guys that we have, you know, lives and families, and Caleb's
kids
about to have
way.
A kid in any day now. The fact that Caleb called in today was a really big deal because his wife could have her baby today, tomorrow, any day. And that's their first child. So congratulations to Caleb and Lizzie Terman, expecting their first child.
Congratulations on that mustache he had. That was world-class mustache.
Yeah, that cheek bridge was gnarly, cheek dude. Bridge. That was a real nice segue.
A little bit of a breaking news.
All right, breaking news coming in from James Irwin.
It's just in.
Michael Jackson's dead.
No. We've lost billionaire and once presidential candidate Ross Perot has died at the age of 89.
Ross Perot?
Is that right?
Yeah.
Did he really?
So, stay hard, Ross Perot.
Is this
Perot.
True?
Yeah, he's gone.
He gone.
He's gone to the other.
And so I want to pray for, we'll keep Ross Perot and his family all on our thoughts or prayers. I had not heard that yet. That just happened?
Just came through the Chiron on my thing. You know what, though? Like,
what a great guy, dude.
He didn't die at like 22. He's 89.
He lived a good life.
He's a billionaire. He got to figure it out. He left a legacy behind. I don't know how he passed away. You know, obviously his family's
like
sad.
All politics aside, what he's done for the city of Fort Worth and the Alliance North project and everything going on up at the Texas Motor Speedway and all the outlet project development up there, that the Perot family in general has just done such great things for the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. So
he won't really die for long. They say you die twice. You die once and you physically die. And then when the last person that knew you says your name, he's not going to die.
His legacy lives on
forever.
His
legacy is going to be huge. But people die every day that have no legacy like that. And what a cool life he lived, for sure.
Well, our thoughts and prayers are with the Perot family through their loss.
For sure.
Man, Grady Wilson says, what y'all's summer vacation plans? Well,
I got some hot
James, you want to share?
Yeah, tomorrow I'm going to Chicago.
Chicago? Going to get Polish sausage. You need to.
Polish sausage?
Polish sausage.
I'm going to get that deep dish pizza that's like 5 inches thick of cheese. I'm going to come back 900 pounds.
You going to go to Harry Carey's?
Hi, guys.
Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Well,
hi.
Not bad.
Hey, we got really good Harry Carey sound on this side of
thing. Yep.
You're wondering if you can call in the show today. I'm going to open our phone lines. 817-946-0336. If you want to be live on the air.
I dare you to call in.
And you'll get your audio live on a podcast today. We're going to give that opportunity. Audio. Now, next week, we have a great guest. Yeah. July 16th will be our next podcast. We're going to announce
we're going to announce
that on the Local Legends Facebook later today.
Ooh.
So tune in. We got a pretty cool guest for next Tuesday.
Is it? Dang it. Do we finally have him?
No, hold on.
Hold on.
You want to guess?
Ears.
You want to guess?
LeBron James.
We got him. Did we get him?
It's quite possible. I'm not going to deny.
Well, yeah, I don't know. Let's not exactly say. We might have gotten him.
Catch me outside. How about that?
Did we get Bad Baby?
Bad Baby?
I'm not going to deny that either. There's a chance. So we'll just go from there and tune in to the Local Legends Instagram and Facebook page today.
Smash.
At the Local Legends Show.
Live from jail.
To see who our guest is next Tuesday.
Man.
Smash that like button. Join the Smash Club.
Yeah,
I got to know why. Do you have any idea why 111 degrees is happening today? Like, why all of a sudden when it's been... Yeah. All right, here we are. We're at July 9th, and it's been a pretty awesome year for weather in Texas. Like, we haven't had too many days over 95, really.
I could agree with that.
Well, okay, so global warming.
All right, here we go.
Wrong.
Yeah, I don't know, man. 111, that sucks. It sucks, and I'm not saying, like, dude with brodozer truck with like the pipe coming out of the back. I'm not saying it's your fault, but I know you're probably not really helping much.
Yeah, if you're turning
black smoke
out of your diesel truck, you're probably contributing. You're doing your part for sure.
You're definitely doing
your part. You're not not doing your part. Now, I remember at one of our shows in Las Vegas where it was 111. So if it truly gets to 111, kids, you can go try this.
Yep.
You can take an egg and find your local blacktop asphalt basketball court.
Yep.
And if you open the egg, because we did it.
Mm-hmm.
On the black asphalt court, you will see it start to cook.
Can you just put a cast iron skillet down, maybe like right now, and then 2 or 3 hours later go out there? And
probably not. It probably needs to be straight egg to blacktop.
Okay, so you can't like melt it.
And then you can't eat it.
Egg to iron.
Like, listen in.
You cooked it on a cast iron skillet.
That could be legit. So if you want to go get your cast iron skillet out now, and then by like 2 or 3 o'clock today, toss an egg in that joint,
you
probably have something worth eating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You'd have an egg worth eating.
Yeah.
A big wet egg.
I'd hate for you to have an egg on your face and that not work.
That would be, hold on.
Wait. That's the one.
So part of the Local Legends show every week is, you know, we just want to have some conversation around local events that are happening in the area. So if you have a local event that you want us to promote, just drop it in the comments below on Facebook Live, and we will be checking that. Now, if you're tuning in on Spotify or iTunes or radio.com, thank you so much for consuming our podcast on a weekly basis.
You bet.
Yep. We will be here every Tuesday, 9:30 to 10:30. And if you don't subscribe yet, maybe you're watching on Facebook Live to our podcast, the best place to consume it is on iTunes, because any Apple product, even Apple TV, you can go consume our podcast on a weekly basis. Just go hit subscribe on iTunes, and then you will automatically be alerted when a new episode comes out. The first, we have somebody here saying that Crowley is having their bicentennial July 4th fireworks show this Saturday. So I guess it was postponed from last week.
Yeah, there was lightning in the area. So I had to postpone it.
So that is awesome. Thank you for that. So Crowley's fireworks show, is that a family event? Do you know, Steven, or is that mostly
like an adult event?
So it's a swingers party. No, I think it's a family thing. They're having a bicentennial. Yeah. Yeah, it's family. Come out, bring a picnic blanket, picnic basket. Watch out for the Yogi Bears. And
okay.
Yep.
So that's the 2019 Celebration of Freedom Festival. That is at Bicentennial Park. And that will be this Saturday, starting at, I guess it starts at 5 p.m. So there'll be an All-American Kid Contest, food and craft vendors, live music, and then fireworks display at dark. Now, I want to tell you, this fireworks display can be seen from Burleson and Fort Worth. This is one of the largest fireworks display. They spend thousands of millions. Of cents.
Of pieces.
Which
of
adds
money.
Up to thousands of dollars right. on fireworks.
Man, so we haven't even talked about this yet.
Yeah, come on.
Bring it up.
Is it positive?
It's very, I hope it was positive. Mm-hmm. You did a fireworks stand this year, just kind of out of the blue. You're one of my best friends, and I didn't even know you were going to do this. I just get on Facebook, and you're like, look at this fireworks stand I opened up.
It's medicinal.
It's medicinal. How did that go, and what are your thoughts on? I know you're trying, I know raising some money for charity, it looks like, or just kind of. So what happened, and what's the story behind that?
Yeah, on June 1st, I had breakfast with my pastor, Tommy Brandon from Calvary Church. Shout out to Tommy Brandon and Calvary Church of Fort Worth. Yeah. We just had breakfast at Our Place Restaurant. Shout out to Otto, our owner of Our Place Restaurant. One of my favorite breakfast joints in Burleson.
Never been there.
Breakfast.
It's in Lowe's parking lot.
Oh, that one over there?
Yeah.
Okay, so right by breakfast. McDonald's.
Right by, Mickey D's. Yeah. And we were just talking and having a good breakfast, and my buddy said, hey, man, my fireworks stand again this year. And I was like, fireworks stand. I just bought a property with my partner, and next door there's a fireworks stand. He said,
business partner.
Thank you. I said, I think we can probably sell fireworks at this place. We just bought a rental property in Crowley, and he said, let's drive over there. So after breakfast, my buddy Nate and I drove to this property. He's like, you know what you just purchased? You just purchased the first location coming out of Burleson where fireworks are allowed, headed towards Crowley. I was like, what? He said, we could bring in a shipping container and have it converted. So I was like, man, it's like June 1st. I don't know if we have time, like in 1 month, to do all this. but I want to do something that changes lives. So my brother-in-law, Hunter, has Down syndrome. And so special needs has always been close to our team.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Steven on the podcast here was a special ed teacher for Crowley. And James, your brother, Randy, is awesome. And we love him. So I have an uncle that has special needs. So we just said, why don't we make a fireworks stand that gives back to Down Syndrome Association of America?
Yeah.
And our first donation came in right away from Otto at Our Place of $100.
Oh, wow.
Like right after we announced the fireworks stand.
Shout out
so
to Otto.
We are totaling up, but we are going to be able to give several $100 to Down Syndrome Association.
Man, that's great.
We served over 2,000 customers at Johnny Fireworks this year.
How many clip-on ties did you give away?
We gave away 9 clip-on ties.
Yes.
We autographed 2 of them, which was hilarious. They're like, can I have Johnny Fireworks autograph?
Wow.
I guess. That's cool. But the neatest thing was by 10 o'clock. Okay, so the way fireworks stands work, your biggest hours, you don't really even see profit till July 4th. And depending on how busy the stand is, you may not see profit. Like, you open June for 10 days.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
First 10 days, you're just paying back expenses, paying back staff.
Is there a window of time that you can only sell?
I mean, you can open any time, but, people don't really think fireworks until, 6 o'clock at night.
On the 4th of July.
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
Maybe July 3rd, depending if it falls on a weekend. Mm-hmm. So this year, it fell on a weekday, July 3rd, July 4th are weekdays. So by, July 4th at 8 p.m. is when you really start making your profit. So, 8 to midnight are your big hours of profit.
And you have to stop hard at midnight, right?
Yeah, man. 12:01, we're not selling you fireworks. Yeah. We got so many calls on July 5th, and they're like, hey, man, is this Johnny Fireworks? Got your number on Yelp. Y'all got any things I can shoot off today? And I'm like, no.
Sorry, guy.
Just in case you're the DA of Tarrant County, no.
So you're not legally allowed to sell after midnight on July 4th?
You can't even, keep your doors closed and say, hey, come up to my stand and come in and I'll give you some stuff.
So it's what do you do with the leftover stuff? You just like
throw great away. Question.
Let's hear about this. What do you do with all your leftover stuff, John?
Okay, so here's what happened. Okay. By 9:45, you know your big hours are like 10 to midnight. 9:45, we were totally sold out of inventory.
Totally sold out.
Wow.
And so we basically had to close down at 10 o'clock.
Wow.
And so you know we underestimated the popularity of the stand this year.
Yeah.
So 10 to midnight, we just sent everybody to our neighboring stand, Little Red Barn, which they're great people over there. Huh. So the cool thing is
awesome.
You have to store fireworks 10 feet off the ground,
what?
Which is about the height of a bridge, because moisture comes from condensation in slabs, like concrete slabs.
Yeah.
They have moisture in them naturally.
Right.
And so if stuff is sitting on a pallet, it's going to have moisture from the slab and ruin it. So this stuff has to be like in a warehouse up on like Home Depot level shelves 10 feet off the ground.
Dang.
So luckily all we have is pooping dogs to store for a year. So we have like one box of pooping dogs to store for the year, which is the new version of snakes. Like you light the fuse out of their rear.
Oh, I saw
and they just
that.
Sit there and poop out a long carbon.
And
once again, if you're a pooping dog, you're also contributing to this 111 degree day that we're having.
No doubt.
So, Yeah, so anyways, fireworks was a new crazy venture this year, and we ended up giving hundreds of dollars to Down Syndrome Association, and we just had a blast.
Love it.
So back to the comments. Randy Jarvis says Trey Gilliland is listening from Nashville.
Hey,
so
Trey.
Trey, one of our past...
Local Legends own, Trey.
Yeah, he's recording his album out there.
What up, Trey?
If you haven't seen any of our past episodes, dude, Jason Castro, Jamie Ice... Micah from O Sleeper, we have so many great episodes. We are now on episode 021.
That's the one.
So you can go see all of our past episodes on our Facebook page, and also they're being uploaded to all the podcast platforms as we speak. So
you're selling it. You're going to sell it.
We're going to sell it.
We're selling it.
No, it's free. It's free to listen. Free to smash that subscribe and like button.
Yeah,
smash.
Absolutely.
I dare you to smash it.
I dare.
So
you.
What's going on? What's going on in your world, Steven? Do you have any vacations lined up?
Oh, yeah, we're talking about summer vacations. No, actually, I don't. I'm going to take my vacations in the fall when it's not 111 degrees. Hey, you know, I'm smart about it.
You're working. You have several.
You're smart about
I'm
it.
I'm smart about it.
You have several things going for you by waiting until then.
Absolutely.
That's true.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Travel cost is just through the roof right now. I was looking at flights from like here to Denver right now, and they know you're going to Colorado.
Yeah, they're trying to get you.
They sting you. What does it look like for your real estate business right now? Is anybody you got anybody in your pipeline right now?
Absolutely. I mean, last week alone, when it was basically just James and I in the office, I got two under contract and gosh, probably showed homes to four or five different people. So I have five new pipes.
Nice.
Wow.
People in the pipeline.
How is the market right now, James? Like you work the listing side, like you run our listing department. So for listings, what's it looking like right now?
The market's still really strong.
Strong to quite strong.
There's a lot of inventory on the market, so you have to price. You have to price it, knowing that you want to be competitive with everything else out there. And so, buyers have a lot of options right now, but we're still heavily favored in a seller's market. So,
what would you say to those people that say, "Man, I saw this billboard that I can get my house listed for $595 flat," or I can get my property listed with, you know, certain company, it looks like, for 4% or 1% or whatever the deal may be. What do you say to that?
Sure. And those options are definitely out there. I would say, who are you going to trust your most valuable asset to? Somebody who works for 1%, maybe lives in Seattle. Someone whose biggest value proposition is I'll do it for cheaper than anybody else. Like if that's how you want to handle.
What if your attorney said that?
Yeah. Yeah. Like if you were going to go to battle for your freedom, you know, you wouldn't hire like the cheapest attorney in the world. You would go out and get the best one you could have.
Yeah.
And it's under my, I think that if you're going to sell your most valuable asset, trust it to somebody who has the experience, the knowledge that we do. You know, we've closed over 800 deals, and so one of our biggest value propositions is the experience and the fact that you can hand your most valuable asset, for most people, which is their home, hand it to us and know that you're going to get that we're going to take care of it. We're going to get you the most amount of money in the shortest amount of time with the least amount of problems.
Oh, I love
that's
that.
That's kind of what we preach. It's we're not just, hey, give us a flat fee. We'll put it on the MLS, and then you can kind of handle everything. No, we want to give you a full service. We're not a limited service provider. We're a full service real estate company that can get you from point A to point Z.
Wow.
Because there's that many steps in between and more. Yep. And so...
I want to move along to some real estate facts here. So just for Burleson specifically, average sales price right now in the city of Burleson is up 9% over this time last year. Do you want to guess what average sales price is in Burleson, Stephen?
Right now, I'm going to go up 9%. I'm going to say 270.
It is 270.
Boom!
It is $270,465. Good job, Stephen.
Boom.
Wow.
Hyper local. I know my market.
Yeah, and what's interesting about that is average days on market right now. So this is what everybody talks about. The average days on market in Burleson right now is down 9% at 33 days.
Yeah.
So we're not in this crazy, it's going to sell in one day market that people think we are.
Right.
Average days on market across all price ranges is 33 days in Burleson right now. Now, if I change that to all of Fort Worth, it's going to change just a little bit. So for the whole city of Fort Worth right now, average days on market is 33 as well.
Oh, wow.
So
we're trending with everybody else.
What's interesting is that's quite a long time. You know, 7-8 years ago, people would be like, that's flying off the market, only on the market 33 days. Well, we had it last year at 30 days on the market and the year before 20. So we're kind of moving that way where it's moving more to a balanced market.
Mm-hmm.
People are getting... on average, 98.8% of asking price when they're listed with a professional agent. So if you're listed with a professional agent, you should only expect to accept offers 1-1.5% below your asking price.
Yep.
And there has been 179 new listings in Burleson alone in the last 30 days.
Wow, 180 homes that weren't on the market a month ago that are on the market today.
That's a lot.
And how many sold?
That's six a day. That's six homes a day being listed right now.
How many sold, though?
So closed sales in the last 30 days, 127.
So we're only a net positive of about 53?
Yeah, mm-hmm. About 53.
53 more homes today than there were a month ago.
Yeah, and we have 2.3 months supply of inventory right now in Burleson. So what that means is if we have 0 to 5 months supply, we're in a seller's market.
Right.
And so if we had twice as many homes on the market right now, we would still be in the seller's market. So this still tells us we are in a seller's market. We have low inventory. And, you know, if you're a seller, you're in the driver's seat. What that means is in 2.3 months, if we had no more people list at all in 2.3 months, which is only like 60 days, we'd be totally out of homes for sale, not one home for sale. Yeah. So it's, you know, that's just some cool things to look at. You know, it's always neat to know average price per square foot as well. And in Burleson across the whole city, we're at $121 per square foot on average.
That's strong.
So, yeah, it's amazing. Just 2017, so just 2 years ago, our average was 109 a foot. It's gone up to 121 a foot in just 2 years. So bet big on Burleson, Crowley, South Fort Worth. These numbers are very similar across Burleson, Crowley, and South Fort Worth. So,
nice.
You know, that's a great place to put some money into maybe your first rental house. And if you're looking to do that, we'd love to talk to you about that. You can find us on the Google at the Jonathan Cook Team or
all the sites
and all the webs. The
do you like websites?
Yeah, I love websites. It's love probably websites. One of my favorite things to do. Is
just
websites. Yeah, surf. Yeah. I'm a surfer. So.
That was so loud.
Well, thank you so much to Austin Bello for being our featured guest today. Yes, Caleb Turman and Rico Garcia for coming on. They were traveling. You know, today's a travel day after the tour this weekend, and they still took time out of their schedule to be on. And, you know, thank you to everyone, all the Forever the Sickest Kids fans that made it a special weekend for us and invited us back to Houston and Dallas to play shows. We'll never forget this weekend. What
so
a special
great.
Show, man. Thank you guys for allowing us to do this.
Absolutely.
We'll be right back here next Tuesday from 9:30 to 10:30. If you're watching live, get an L in the comments below before we sign off the air. Alex Phillips says, it's kind of like this commercials where the carnival worker says, I think I did an okay job putting this ride together, as the mom and child are sitting in the ride. You get what you pay for.
That's right.
You get what you pay for. That is so true.
Alex, thank you so much for that. And thank you for the interaction this morning. We'd love to have you and Drew back on the Local Legends Show sometime. As always, Make it a great day. Stay positive. Go bless someone.
Boom.
Keep the mindset, how can I make their day better than how can I make my own better? Yeah. This will be a better world because of it.
You bet.
Thank you, Stephen.
Hey.
Woo.
Thanks, yes.
Man. Thank you, James.
Later, buddy.
Ooh.
I'm Jonathan Cook. This is the Local Legend Show, episode 021 in the record books. If you're watching on iTunes, go smash that subscribe button.
Smash.
See you guys next Tuesday.
Peace.
Y'all stay awesome.